So my name is, my name is Debbie Barnett, and I am, by education and background, a family nurse practitioner, and I'm here today with a colleague, Lindsay McIntosh, and we're here to talk about one program, two organizations. Before I get started, though, of those of you sitting in the audience, I'm interested to know how many of you may be familiar with the concept of the patient-centered medical home. Wonderful. And how many of you are familiar with the chronic disease self-management program out of Stanford? Awesome. Okay, great. That means I can skate right by a couple of things. So anyway, here today to talk a little bit about a program here in Colorado whereby we're using innovative on-site coaching through a ongoing practice improvement program and linking medical practices, primary care practices that are working on patient-centered medical home to local organizations where chronic disease self-management programs or Healthier Living Colorado are being facilitated. So my disclosure is that there's no relationships to disclose. And I already told you what our objectives are for today. So to talk about a little bit about the players at the table, we have two nonprofit organizations. The first organization is a Consortium for Older Adult Wellness, and this organization goes by the name of COA, is a organization established in 2001 whose expertise is in training lay professionals and health professionals in chronic disease self-management and injury prevention. That organization is made up of 68 partnering organizations, and there's well over 600 individual multidiscipline members of that organization. Health Teamworks, the organization that I'm working for, formerly Colorado Clinical Guidelines Collaborative, was established in 1995, initially convened for the purposes of working on establishing statewide evidence-based clinical guidelines, and for many years that was what Colorado Clinical Guidelines Collaborative was known for. In more recent years, in the last 4 to 5 years, we've become increasingly involved in providing primary care as well as specialty care practice support in the ways of HIT utilization, embedding clinical guidelines, working on chronic disease improvement, and now most recently working with medical practices in becoming patient-centered medical homes. We were brought together by a mutual funder who saw that we were working on practices, helping them to become increasingly skilled in helping patients with self-management support, and also seeing that COA was moving ahead with a regional and statewide spread related to their work with Healthier Living Colorado. What COA brings to the table is a statewide network of local organizations in the communities that actually host the chronic disease self-management classes or Healthier Living Colorado. So they are the statewide umbrella agency that helps orchestrate the scheduling and the hiring and the different players on the ground in the different communities that are delivering the class. The regional coordinators help to take information from to and from those local class delivery sites and from the practices that we're working with. On the other side, Healthier Living Health Teamworks has an organizational commitment to working towards improving practice uptake of patient self-management support. And because there are coaches in the practices, there's an opportunity to work with practices in standardizing referrals to this outside network or outside resource for the purposes of helping those practice patients improve in problem solving and action planning, skill building, so that when the patients come back to the practice, they have skills in this area. This will look very familiar to those of you who are familiar with the CDSMP program. Evaluation data taken from the classes that are delivered here in Colorado are very consistent with published data regarding confidence that patients or participants have after they've gone through a CDSMP program in terms of managing variable chronic illness, problems and issues. So this evaluation before and after the sessions is very similar to what you might find in the literature. And then 6-month follow-up evaluation, again, suggests that participant confidence in problem solving and action planning around these areas sustains beyond a 6-month period. So a little bit, I'm going to skip this slide. I want to talk to you a little bit about what the intervention is. Behind this feedback loop, we call this the loop. Between the organizations, we refer to this as the loop. But behind this is a backdrop of training that happens both at the practice level, at the patient level, at the coach level, and then also at the level of COA. And what we've designed is after a practice has been coached and trained in assessing patient readiness for participation in Healthier Living Colorado, and has been helped with how to even begin the conversation with patients around action planning and self-management support, there's the opportunity for the practice to introduce Healthier Living Colorado to a patient. The patient agrees and signs a referral form. Referral form is faxed to COA. COA outreaches, and this is what is unique to, I think, many different other organizational external resources that practices have opportunity to work with. COA reaches out to the patients after they've been notified that a provider is interested in having the patient participate in the workshop. COA outreaches and attempts to contact that patient on 3 different occasions and gets that patient scheduled. Then the patient either participates or feedback is given back to the practice that the patient either chose not to enroll in a class or the patient never responded to the outreach. As a part of the CDSMP program, the patients then draft a letter to their provider talking about many of the benefits that they found in participating in the program. And that letter is sent by the class facilitator to the practice, and the practice then has that letter to use with the patient when the patient returns to the practice to leverage it as sort of a stepping stone into dialogue about action planning and setting up next goals and what seems to be of priority to the practice. So training on the COA end has needed to be directed toward the regional coordinators as well as even some of the organizations where the class is hosted, because there's not a clear understanding necessarily of what the medical home is and why medical practices would even care about setting up external resources to help them help patients help themselves. And then our coaches at Health Teamworks receive training in understanding what CDSMP is all about and why practices would see this as a valuable external resource to begin linking their patients to. So in the last 18 months or so, we have linked a total of 35 practices. The linking rate, if you were to calculate that out, is about one practice every 1.5 weeks. Some of those practices have been linked directly with practices who are working on medical home and have a coach on site working with them in specific practice improvement areas. Some of those practices have been linked directly by COA. Some of the challenges we've run into: practices have varying levels of readiness for transitioning, making that leap into what is the difference between patient education and patient self-management support? And there's a huge difference, but quite frankly, when you're working with medical providers, there upfront may not be a perception of that huge difference. Practices require training in assessing patient readiness, so we have to sort of work with them and helping them to understand when a patient might be an appropriate ready patient to refer. Okay, great. And when a patient really clearly is not ready for the intervention. And a lot weighs on the communication and messaging with both the practices and the patient. Practices, in order to connect to any external resource, what we have found is practices feel like that is a black hole. To send my patient down the street to the weight loss class. And that's why some of the things that I think you're running into is a challenge, because practices feel like anything that's external to them is a black hole and they have a hard time grasping. So what we try to do is try to build a collaborative partnering type of relationship and a relationship feel between the practice and the organization, so that sense of sending them into Never Never Land really goes away. And then finally, one of our final challenges and things that we ran into is that this really actually is a lot more complicated than it seems at face value. But once you begin to figure out and understand some of the nuances and some of the things that are key to making this a success, it really makes it easier to replicate this in other settings.
We have time, actually, since you did a great job.
Since I believe
to have, to have a few questions.
Sure, we can take questions now if there are any before we move to the next speaker. Yes, Dr. Hall. And I'm already a medical home. Yes. Right.
So what are you hearing from the docs? Are they finding benefit from it?
The ones where the messaging has been clear get it, and the ones where the messaging maybe hasn't been quite so clear don't get it yet. And I think when I talked about self-management support and patient education, I think that medical schooling, maybe even nursing training, I think that we all sort of are geared toward handing patients handouts and not really understanding that a patient, those of us in a provider role, maybe don't clearly understand at a gut level that patients deal with this 24/7. And what we really need to be doing is helping them to problem solve around dealing with this 24/7. And so once the paradigm shift happens, it's like that. But we can definitely tell when the paradigm shift hasn't happened. And we've gone into practices again and tried to problem solve before we go back to figure out how we can reconvey the message. I don't know if you have anything else, Lindsay, that, yeah. Does that answer your question? Sure, and then I think I saw some others. Okay. Okay, great. Wonderful. So, do I have?
I'm curious about, sorry.
That's okay, go ahead.
About how you structure payment systems. The other critique I hear is I don't have time.
Right.
To be having long conversations with people.
Exactly, which is why we've worked on scripting for them to have a 1 or 2 minute sort of elevator speech to help the patients understand why and help the time investment to be outside of the practice. But I think that raises a very good question, and we're working on having access to utilization data that helps to link, because I don't think that in the literature there's a strong case for this being in favor or not in favor of decreasing clinical resource utilization. So these opportunities for the practices are entirely grant funded on both sides. So both COA and Healthier Living Colorado are grant funded nonprofit institutions.
Thank you.